We are joined now by Professor Lekan Ayu Yusuf, who's director of the Tobacco Industry Monitoring and Policy Research Unit, which is based at the Sefako Makhatu Health Sciences University. Prof, a very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners.
You sent out a media release saying that there's some search results which suggest that we urgently need a regulated environment around e-cigarettes. We have a bill which was drawn up, and was it passed 2 years ago? Where is the bill which would regulate the e-industry?
Thank you. I know there is a bill, the 2018 bill. It's over 2 years now, and it was called for public comment. I think that was up in 2019. I really don't know why the government is hesitating to pass the bill. The bill is meant to regulate, to first of all, get our current traditional tobaccos or cigarette regulation up to date with the WHO framework for tobacco control, and as well get a regulation or regulatory environment for e-cigarette and the novel products, because they're just not only e-cigarette but the so-called e-tech tobacco products.
Does the bill in its abandoned form take us in the direction that we need to go in order to meet the WHO standards?
Well, most definitely. Okay. Of course, there are some aspects that have not been addressed, like issues of flavors, both for the traditional products and for e-cigarettes. We now know that flavors are quite important in driving use. And of course, if you use it, then you're going to get the after effect in terms of the health. So you want to make sure you drive use down so as to make sure that you can reduce disease burden.
But generally, it's a good bill.
Generally, it's a good bill. And this is why waiting for so long while people die or take up the habit is rather unfortunate. Like they say, if you have about 220,000 people dying every year, and the government is not concerned, it concerns some of us who are in public health. As we already know, dying is just, death is just not statistics, but these are families and people who are productive at that time of death.
And you say there is recent research, the results of which indicate the need for urgency in getting the bill out of whatever cupboard it's stored in, dusting it off and passing it into law.
Correct. So essentially, there's been a lot of controversy around the benefit and the harm of you allowing e-cigarette without any regulation. The main harm, of course, is that youth are going to pick up this new habit, get addicted to it, and of course, it may have its own intrinsic toxicity or health effect. But more importantly, it could be beneficial if it were to help current smokers to quit smoking. That would be the biggest benefit it can be. So we went out to answer the question whether e-cigarette is available on the South African market and for South Africans, the way they're using it is going to help to help smokers to quit. And our finding is that while in the short term, 1 to 3 months, you may quit, by 6 months, they relapse. About 65% of those smokers relapse to smoking. And 97% of those using e-cigarettes also smoking continuously. So the bill is meant to regulate this environment, because we also picked up in our study that the vaping shops seems to be places of advertisement and recruiting young people, and they're often concentrated around where higher education institutions are located, like the universities and the colleges. And there was a direct association between e-cigarette use among 16 to 24-year-olds and proximity of an institution to a vaping shop.
And what are some of the key aspects of the bill, Lekan, that would, in your view, would be effective in reducing the number of people who try it and the length of time they try it for and the speed and frequency with which they give it up?
For example, in terms of the e-cigarette, or are you talking about cigarettes itself?
No, particularly the e-cigarette industry, which is pretty much what we've been talking about.
Yes, the bill basically provides a framework to limit where you can just advertise, and of course where you smoke, because when you smoke e-cigarettes in open places, it denormalizes the old behavior of smoking, because all you see is the smoke and people are not able to know whether it's a smoke from cigarette or e-cigarette. More importantly, those smoke have been known to actually emit nicotine and emit some toxins as well in the environment. So once you're able to limit smoking indoors of e-cigarette, you can reduce the attraction and you can also reduce the exposure to toxin for those who are not using them. And you also have to ask for e-cigarette manufacturers to obviously report what is in that liquid, because currently anything can go into that liquid and it goes straight into your lungs, which is very dangerous.
And you have no idea at all why government has essentially been sitting on a bill which went out for public comment 2 years ago.
We know the e-cigarette companies have been lobbying government to not pass this bill. So your guess is as good as mine. To the extent to which that is driving government not to act on this, we don't know. But we know very well that the e-cigarette companies have been lobbying government not to pass the bill.
Thank you very, very much indeed, Professor Lekan Ayu-Yusuf, who is Director of the Tobacco Industry Monitoring and Policy Research Unit, known as ATIM.